Unit 6. Giving to others. Why do we do it? 1C. Background and vocabulary. Page 105.
People in the news. Our featured special people this year have done special things in a big way.
Karen Pittleman. Karen Pittleman inherited a fortune when she was 21. She is one of a growing number of young, wealthy Americans who believe in some sort of social cause. They are challenging each other to act according to their moral values. Newly wealthy young people sometimes feel ashamed or confused, trying to hide the fact that they are different because they are wealthy. If they give, they may do so anonymously. When I was younger, I wanted to wash my hands of all the money, pretend I had never even known it existed, says Pittleman. Now she's motivated to guide other young people to use their money to benefit others.
Warren Buffett. As one of the wealthiest men in the world, Warren Buffett made the largest philanthropic donation in history. He decided to contribute most of his fortune to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. The magnitude of his gift, $37 billion, has doubled the Gates Foundation's resources to $60 billion. Although Buffett's children will inherit some of his money when he dies, Buffett doesn't believe in leaving too much money to one's children. Buffett says he made his money because other people trusted him to invest money for them. He has known Bill and Melinda Gates for many years, watching them do their philanthropic work with true passion. Now, he says, it's his turn to trust others. He believes Bill and Melinda Gates are the best people to help decide how to give his own money to good causes.
Bill and Melinda Gates. Bill Gates, founder of Microsoft and the wealthiest man in the world for years, now feels it's mandatory to spend his wealth to help others. He and his wife, Melinda Gates, believe every life has equal value. In 2000, they created the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to improve living conditions for the poor around the world. Thanks to the generosity of Warren Buffett, the resources of the Gates' charitable foundation have grown tremendously. This powerful foundation invests in the research and treatment of killer diseases around the world and gives money to many other causes.
Bono. Bono, the Irish lead singer and organizer for the band U2, has organized major concerts that benefit charities and philanthropic organizations. As a fundraiser for various organizations, he has helped in the areas of children's causes, disaster relief, AIDS treatment and other health issues, human rights, hunger, women's issues, world peace, and poverty. Bono's fame allows him to easily meet with and make appeals to top entertainment and political leaders, including the German Chancellor, the U.S. President, and U.S. Senators. He has won numerous awards for his philanthropic work, including Time Magazine's Person of the Year. As far as doing good things in the world, Bono says he's tired of dreaming and more concerned with doing.